Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
5 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, 6 or 7 years old.
Remember to keep going because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Ami Khazar, CEO and founder of Multifunding, author of the new book that I am extremely excited about, The Growth Dilemma, Determine Your Entrepreneurial Type to Find Your Financial Comfort Zone. Folks, this book delivers on what the title and subtitle says. It will help you not only find your solve the growth dilemma for yourself, but also make you feel good about what you find. Ami, that's one of the things I like about the way you put your book together is no judgment, whatever you find is what's best for you.
That's right. You know, in the book, Jim, we put entrepreneurs into 4 different categories. Now, sometimes people feel they fit into more than one, but that's okay. But generally speaking, I have 4 groups. One is an entrepreneur is called a glider. And what do I mean by a glider? Is you've worked for years, you've worked hard, you've got your business up and going, you're cash flowing, you're making enough money to go on vacation, and you're happy with your lot, and you just don't want to do anything to screw it up, and you're satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I call a glider. A grower is somebody, I think I'm a grower, and I'm going to be one until I'm 90 years old, God willing. You can't help yourself. You're constantly thinking about what's next, how to expand that new product line, that new service,
mm-hmm.
that new acquisition, that new sales tactic. That's a grower. Then you have a speed bumper. And by a speed bumper, I mean that no matter how well we plan and no matter how well we organize, at different stops along the journey, we'll hit speed bumps. And that'll mean that, you know, a new competitor's arrived, a new technology's emerged, a new customers have left, employees have left, and you're dealing with a crisis. And when you're in the middle of a speed bump, it doesn't matter much if you are a grower or a glider, you're speed bumping, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth category is an exiter, and by an exiter, I mean someone who's planning on getting out in the next year or two. And it's important to think about who you are, because who you are influences how you think about risk, leverage, debt, financing, choice, growing, and all those things.
If you're
a glider,
go ahead,
Jim.
I think most people are somewhere a mix between glider and grower.
It really depends.
As you operate a business, I think the average person out on Main Street wants to find comfort. They want to find a place where they can be, say, they can be comfortable and not be too, you know, too anxious. But also, they realize if they're not growing at least some degree, the marketplace will run over you.
Yes, but you know, I tell the story. I have a friend in San Francisco, and he and his wife run a marketing consulting firm out of their house. All their employees are 1099. Not their employees, their contract work.
Mm-hmm.
They work around 30 hours a week. They go on vacation a couple of weeks a year and go off the grid to Europe. And you ask him, my friend, about expanding or growing or what he wants to do next for his business or how he wants to evolve or add or change, and he's not interested. He's just happy with what he's got.
Mm-hmm.
He's totally content. Comparing to myself,
but
I should be happy with what I got, and I never am.
But the problem with a glider, in my opinion, one of the most dangerous of the four, the glider can be dangerous. Even if you've got to be making adjustments. You got to be continually reinventing yourself. Even if you're not growing in the classic sense, like from 1 million to 2 million. You can't just sit still on whatever you've been doing. You can't fall in love with that anymore. That's one of the dangers of being a glider. And that has nothing to do with capital formation, does it?
That is a danger of being a glider, but, again, maybe in some industries or some businesses, what you're doing has been working for you for years. and you're just at peace with it, and you're cool.
Yeah.
Does not mean you're not making little tweaks here or little tweaks there or this
right.
or that, but you're not willing to go take a big loan to try to double your business
right.
in the next year.
I need the website again, please.
Multifunding.com and growthdilemma.com.
The book's available wherever books are sold, right?
Everywhere books are sold.
Check it out, folks. You'll be glad you did. The Growth Dilemma by Ami Kazar. Ami's long-awaited book. Thanks, Ami. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Pleasure to be with you.
See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.